In this world of sheep, I just thought, okay, everybody else is wearing masks, I'll put one on. Hello again.
How is it going over there?
It is amazing. I meant I'm amazing. Sorry, my bad.
He said I'm amazing.
My freshmen are like, you're so humble. I said, I know. You guys get me.
That means Freddie really loved your class.
We work well together.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard Radio Flyer with nonstop service around the world. Heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and now YouTube. Your safety and comfort is important to us, so please direct your attention to your flight team, Freddie Rivera and Michelle Zuno.
Let's give it up for Matt Cataldo.
Yeah.
It's been a crazy last couple weeks, especially in the stock market with crypto and, of course, the stock that everyone's talking about, GameStop. I mean, you've been hearing that name left and right, GameStop. Matt, what are your thoughts on GameStop?
It's the only thing this company has, a name and an online presence. Every brick and mortar store of theirs is going to be closed. The fact is they're all leased, so they can't even get out of them. This was a perfect situation for a pump and dump, and they did it. And these guys who are saying, we're going after the rich, they are the rich. Mm-hmm. They made hundreds of millions of dollars to billions of dollars
right on
this short squeeze. And now the problem is a lot of the shorters are out, and only people who were left with these $400 stocks are the people who read the article 2 days late. And they bought it when it was sky high, and they're like, oh, this is going to go to 1,000. I read an article where this guy, he's a college guy, you know, in college, he's got like 500 shares or something. He's like, I'm not selling them till they hit 1,000. And I was like, oh my God, this guy doesn't know he's going to have 500 worthless shares of GameStop real soon. And instead of cashing out for like 200 large, the guy's going to have 500 shares at $7 and have nothing. I feel so bad because this harkens back to the mid-2000s when everybody kept thinking, I guess, that real estate was going to go up forever, because that's obviously what real estate does. It always goes up and never goes down. So you can just refi forever at lower interest rates and keep taking cash out. Who taught this to people? The 10-year cycle is like almost on point every time in California.
Yep.
Up, 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 crash. Up, 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 up. But remember, it crashes about 40 to 50%. So you go up double and then you lose half of it back. Then you double again and you lose half of it back. This is a cycle. But these people didn't know that. So they kept mortgaging and mortgaging. I know. I can tell you this from the bottom of my heart. Hundreds of thousands of people who never traded shares read an article, thought GameStop was going to go up forever. Somehow they thought it was actually a worthwhile company. Somehow they thought it was worth as much as General Motors and Ford, companies that actually have billions of dollars in hard assets like buildings and manufacturing equipment. They thought a company like GameStop, who's got nothing, was going to be worth more than them, was going to join the Fortune 500 in actual value and keep going up. They bought on margin. Oh, they bought with credited money. They bought with their rent money, thinking they're going to triple it, quadruple it, 500% increase in a day. And now they can't pay their rent.
But
luckily, Biden's going to send them a stimulus check, so they'll be okay.
Well, how long did that last?
About a week, right?
Yeah.
Only a week?
Less than
a week. But see, that's Reddit played such a gigantic part in that, because Reddit gave people hope that, okay, we're going to be the new billionaire talk. We're going to be the insider tip. We're going to tell you who to invest in. And we're going to be in the millions. We're all going to invest in this one stock and we're going to make it push and go to the moon. Which, in fact, that was not the case.
Well, in the last year, they couldn't get anybody to influx any money to keep them out of bankruptcy.
Yeah,
they were almost their way done. AMC. Yeah. AMC is on its way out. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, movie theaters might not be able to hold on through the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
AMC luckily got an influx of about $700 million, so they'll make it through the end of this year. But the fact of the matter is that people got caught up. Well, what's that? What's that? The FOMO term? You know, is that the one?
Fear of missing out?
Yeah, that one.
Out.
That's what it was. And people thought, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, 300, don't worry, it's going to triple again.
You got to admit, though, it was genius, because for those who don't even know stocks that well, okay, think about it, though. Everyone gets excited about it. They don't want to miss out. Everyone is jumping on Robinhood for the first time or Stash for the first time, trying to invest and get this money. They don't know what they're doing.
Yeah.
But Reddit is telling them, hey, this is our time to, you know, to take over. And let's be honest, that ain't going to happen.
Dude, everybody was excited when Bernie Madoff was paying double-digit returns on his Ponzi scheme.
Let me ask you, Matt Cataldo, if you were to explain what happened last week to a 13-year-old or 14-year-old, How would you say, how would you explain what happened last week?
All right. So I found a bunch of worthless stuff. Okay. And so I had a bunch of this worthless stuff. And I thought to myself, dude, I got hundreds of thousands of these worthless items. What could I do? Wait, I got a little clout. I'm going to tell everybody that this worthless stuff is amazing. And that if we all band together to buy this worthless stuff, there's a bunch of evil people out there who don't want this worthless stuff to ever be sold for any money. So we're going to stick it to the evil people. And if we all buy it together and we all use all of our money and we hold it for as long as it takes for me to sell it at a high number, we will stick it to the rich guy, the evil guy. We'll stick it to that devil. He works on Wall Street. You know he screwed you in the 2000s. He's been screwing you forever. Let's stick it to the man. So we're going to all do this. Everybody buy as much of this worthless stuff as you can, and we're going to hold it hostage until the evil man has to buy the worthless stuff back from us at a higher price because he knows it's worthless, so he made a giant bet that it was going to be worthless. And now we're going to show him that it's not worthless, but it's worthless.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's coming crashing back down,
mm-hmm.
and people are losing all of their money,
mm-hmm.
and that's it. And it's sad. But when you take items that are worthless, you can't make them worth anything because they're still worthless.
Mm-hmm.
You can trick people for a certain amount of time. You can sell snake oil and tell you that it cures headaches and cancer and bone breaks. But sooner or later, when the cancer isn't cured, people will figure out that your snake oil is snake oil. So you can't just get rich quick. Someone gets rich quick. Remember, the guy who makes the most money or the group that makes the most money in the Ponzi scheme are the ones that are at the beginning. The ones who make the most money in the MLM are the ones who start it. The people who make money are the ones who get in early. The people who get hurt are the ones that follow the hype and get in late.
Mm-hmm.
And there's millions of people going to be hurt. Well, they already got hurt. It's on its way back to Earth. And the fact of the matter is, nothing can stop it. No Redditor yelling, stop effing selling.
Right.
All of that, because everybody figured it out. But the problem is that the little people have lost billions. I mean, at the peak, people were buying at the peak, $27 billion in market cap,
mm-hmm.
insanity. Now mm-hmm. it's back to a few billion in market cap,
mm-hmm.
and it'll be back where it belongs at worthless
mm-hmm.
very soon.
Mm-hmm.
And the sad part is middle America just got screwed by a bunch of Redditors who were saying, we're sticking it to the man.
Right.
But they don't care who they stick it to. All they want to do is be rich like the man.
So this is a product of FOMO and a product of misinformation and a product of uneducated people who didn't have the time to actually research what they were
right.
doing. Let me ask you this. What do you think happens ultimately to GameStop after all this?
GameStop will exist as an online presence. They'll probably be a major distributor. I don't know of what for sure because, I mean, Xbox and PlayStation pretty much made it clear on this release, the disc is a thing of the past. But I mean, Steve Jobs told mm-hmm. you that 15 years ago when he eliminated the disc drive from computers and said, this is ridiculous. Everything should be digital. We shouldn't be holding things. We should be downloading things.
Mm-hmm.
And so they'll probably be a distributor of stuff. Maybe they'll be something like that. They'll still have the hardware. But the fact is that video games are going pretty much just download the game and go.
Mm-hmm.
You'll need the box, sure, but people aren't even leaving their house for the box. So it's just going to all be online.
Mm-hmm.
They'll be an online provider.
Yeah.
But they're done. I mean, and yeah, I get it. Some of the articles talked about nostalgia, like, "Oh, GameStop is like when I was a kid, I wanted to go to GameStop and get my newest game." So did they do it for that? Okay, you can use that as an excuse. You can be like, we were trying to prop up a thing of our childhood.
Yeah.
But all you are is a greedy person who just wanted to make millions and millions in a day off the back of hardworking people that you conned into buying it. I mean, people made money.
Mm-hmm.
People made millions
mm-hmm.
and billions of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
And some of it probably were Wall Street people. Some of the losses were Wall Street people. Some of the rich people were regular everyday people who now have a better life than they did before. But you, when you make money in a stock that then plummets and doesn't keep going up, someone mm-hmm. loses.
Mm-hmm. Does Damon still go, does he go to the store and buy video games or does he buy them online on Amazon?
He buys them online.
Okay.
We have a GameStop near us, actually. So we'll go in there once in a while to see if they have anything or
yeah.
if something he wants right away
yeah.
and doesn't want to wait for the overnight shipping or 2 days or whatever. But like you said, you could buy everything digital now. As a matter of fact, the PlayStation has two different units. One you could buy to use the discs, one you could buy to just download, and it's actually cheaper to buy the one to download.
Nicholas downloads every game. He doesn't have a hard copy of games anymore. You don't break it. You don't lose it. You don't anything.
Exactly. Yeah.
If something happens, you just re-download it.
Right. And it's a mess. It's almost like your old DVD crate collection that you have. You just have it all over and so much easier. That's why Netflix and all that stuff, that's why there's no Blockbuster. There's no video. There's no nothing because all the online presence of all the new stuff took it all over.
We've talked about other cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin and Litecoin.
Ethereum.
The fake money?
Yeah, I mean.
Because there's a difference between what happened last week and the cryptocurrency that we're talking about now, like Bitcoin, because, I mean, there's a lot of money still, you know, we believe that's there, that could be made.
So, I mean, you take the past of Bitcoin. Bitcoin is, you know, I mean, I don't know a lot about it, don't care for it. I don't believe in stuff that's just make-believe. But then again, maybe that's just my jealousy that I didn't make up a fake currency and figure out how to distribute it and make a bunch of money. Now, there are differences. There are vast differences. So what has been explained to me by people who do crypto is Bitcoin is out there. I mean, there are factory-like buildings mining Bitcoin, just like processing all day. The computer does transactions and solves things, and you can mine it. It takes a ton of power. Now, the interesting part about it is that with all the fraud that has happened with Bitcoin, with the its founder and creator, you know, just disappeared.
Are we talking about the guy from Japan?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then you got, what is that, Mt. Gox or whatever, the one of the original trading platforms. You know, that one went under fraud, and then millions of Bitcoin disappeared. Mm-hmm. Then you have the other fact where back in the day, people were just mining Bitcoin, and then like, oh, they forgot the code, and it was just gone. It's like sitting in a hard drive. There's probably millions of Bitcoins sitting in landfills and dead hard drives that will never be recovered because it's there. It's not like it went to another location. If you conceptually look at it, yes, it's a great way to avoid banking. But why? What kind of business do you run where you're okay with a currency that is so volatile that you could have done services? Okay, I did $350,000 in services for you today. Mm-hmm. You paid me 10 Bitcoin. Mm-hmm. All right, I wake up in the morning and now it's worth $32,000 a coin. Mm-hmm. I literally just lost 30 grand from what I did work yesterday. Mm-hmm. I built you a house that cost 350 grand. You paid me 350K in Bitcoin. I wake up in the morning before I can even cash it out and I got 320,000. Okay, that doesn't work as a business model unless you're like Venezuelan. So you can't have such a volatile currency. But where does currency come into play where you would love it that nobody knows whose it is, who transacted it, where it went, and who got it?
Some restaurants are actually accepting Bitcoin.
Who does that?
Pay.
Yeah.
People are accepting that as currency?
Well, remember, I mean, I read it online, and the first actual transaction, the one they say online, the first actual Bitcoin transaction was 10,000 Bitcoin for two Papa John's pizzas.
Oh, that's right. You showed me that.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
So, I mean, it was technology people. They were like, okay, I'll do it. Yeah.
But they do that in the business world too, though. They'll buy companies with just stock sometimes.
Sure.
Know?
Exactly. And the reason they do it is because, number one, they don't have the money. I mean, so they're trying to leverage what they have. They're saying, hey, we're a big company. We're going to absorb your company. And you either have enough faith in us because all we're giving you is a bunch of our paper and hopefully it works.
Yeah.
So it's a lot. I liked Ripple, which is XRP. It uses to purchase and pay for things. Mm-hmm. It was conceptually good. I like the idea. The only problem is that I'm one of those people who are like, so you're telling me you created this currency, but there's only so much of it, so you say.
Right.
I mean, how many times have you read articles about trillions of dollars being unaccounted for out of our mint? You hear about all this stuff. There is no accounting in our money system. The Treasury just keeps printing the stuff, and nobody really even knows how much is out there, how much the CIA has dumped in airdrops into random countries to stop communism. I think any time that you can create a currency and then on top of it create a hype, it's very scary. So the guys who created Dogecoin, you know, the little meme coin, 5-6 years ago when it starts, it's, you know, you probably get 10,000 for a penny. But the thing with them is, they don't have a finite number of coins. They can literally...
Who regulates, though?
No regulation. This is the wild west of currency. So the guys, the guys who created Dogecoin... So Doge goes up to 8 cents the other day.
Yeah.
They could literally just give themselves 1 billion coins and just flood the market again. And when everybody's so hyped about it, no one even realizes there's 80 billion coins out there in the market because it's all fake.
It's extremely volatile, but the reality is there's people who are making a lot of money off of it, though.
There's people making a lot of money off crack cocaine, too. But that doesn't change the fact that you can do whatever you want with it.
Yeah.
It doesn't change the fact that you're screwing people and they're doing it. Like these TikTokers who pump up some shoe. I don't know if they're smart enough to buy 1,000 pairs and then just randomly tell everybody that these are the coolest Jordans out there and watch them skyrocket. The Obsidian ones, they sat and then they skyrocketed. These little TikTokers are influencing people to make themselves rich.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the worrisome part. I mean, I made the joke online. I said, that's my next career. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to get kind of famous, fake online famous, and just tell people, buy, 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 buy. And I'm just going to make a ton of money, and then I'm done.
Yeah. Yeah.
The only real people who made money in the last week and a half, the only real winners was the U.S. government, because their capital gains on short-term money is hefty.
Why did Robinhood stop people from investing in Doge?
All of the trading companies out there, all of the currency companies, Cash App to Venmo to PayPal to Robinhood to any of them, they're not in it for you. They didn't create an app so you can trade and move money for no cost. They didn't do it altruistically. It's there to make money. And if they see a problem, like Citadel says, hey, Robinhood, this is a problem. A bunch of these small investors are holding our short hostage. Mm-hmm. Stop it now. What are you going to do? You can't do anything. They can stop trading. NASDAQ just stopped, right? NASDAQ and the New York Stock Exchange have actually halted trading of stocks. It's not illegal. And yes, you'll get mad. If you're Robin Hood, you're like, oh, we got to stop the bleeding because all we are is another investment company trading stock. Oh, Cash App jumps in. Cash App rapes you, literally takes as much money as they possibly can under the guise of a financial institution before you can get your money out of there.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, it's all about making money. The Redditors were making money. That's all they wanted to do. They didn't care who they got it from. They didn't care if the hedge fund guys bought it at $400 a share or if Joe Blow on the street corner bought it for $400 a share. They wanted to sell their $4 stock for $400.
And they did it.
And the idea of stocks and coins and everything you do, anything you want to buy and sell, remember, you buy low, sell high.
Right.
Yep.
Okay. The highest possible selling is where you want to be. But everybody's like, oh my God, should I sell it at 8? What if it goes to 9? Yeah. What if it goes back to 1?
Yep.
And now it's on its way back to 1 at 3 cents.
In today's world with apps, do people have time to pull out their money if the stock market crashes?
Oh, sure, but it's plummeting.
Michelle says no.
Not necessarily.
Yes. Well, you always have time. Okay, so say this. So say the stock market's crashing and you own GameStop at $450. So GameStop's plummeting. Well, you're trying to get on your app. Obviously, there's going to be problems because the whole world's going to be.
Yes.
Yeah. So you got to get on it. But the fact is that it all depends on when you get your option in. People are selling all the way down. People are picking up. The fact is, if the stock's at 500 and you're so freaked out because it's plummeting that you put your sell order in at 200, someone might pick it up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They might flip it back around at 300 while the crash is still happening. But the fact is that they all get bought.
Mm-hmm.
If nobody's buying a share
and
nobody's selling a share, then shares actually can't go down. Okay. The only way shares go down is if people are selling it for less and people are buying it.
Mm-hmm.
They don't just magically go down.
Yeah.
It's a buy and sell system.
Right.
So you'll always have time to get out. How much money you lose will always be the question. Mm-hmm. And then can you time the buyback in when it hits bottom or close to bottom? Mm-hmm. It'll come soon. I mean, right now, you know, our government's propped up on free money and socialism. So we can only last so long before everybody loses their job. No, and not socialism in like the, oh, AOC and Bernie are socialists. The fact that right now we are taking care of our people in a bad time. Mm-hmm. But the fact is, sooner or later, we do have to tell the people your job is gone forever. And the government's not giving you any more money. So we got to figure out something. You know, we're taking care of people in a time of need, and we're taking care of them badly. But still, that's what our government does. Remember, when you're on government assistance, they give you just enough money to not die.
That's it.
But not extra money so you could ever get out of government assistance. And that's the way they work.
Do you believe that the election, these past elections, there was any fraud? Do you, deep in your heart, believe there was fraud?
There's fraud in every election. This is the bottom line.
I think so, too.
I mean, we know this. But it comes down to the same thing. Do we already know who's going to win? Do they already know? Did they already say it?
So then why do we vote?
Yes, because they want us to feel like we're doing something.
That's what I thought. Because, I mean, yes, we may be voting for our city officials, mm-hmm. you know, who's going to run for mayor
local
of Fontana.
Laws.
Because it's part of the Constitution.
Check.
We have to get to vote.
Well, at least.
Does it mean that we get any say in it? Not really. I don't know. I mean, it's been a long time.
Why is it that they push and push and push to go out and vote and to go out and vote?
Well, because it's cool. I mean, come on. MTV said rock the vote in the 80s and the 90s. If it's cool, then they'll all do it. I mean, first you started out with the rich and the elite telling you to vote, which is hilarious because those people are literally the ones that have no idea what's going on with the world because they don't need to. They don't care what things cost. They don't care that people lost money. They don't care about that. They do care that people pirate their movies because it costs them money, but that's about it. They don't care. Remember, the rich are the rich. It doesn't matter what side of the aisle they're on, what they claim. The fact is they got rich off other people. And the fact is they got rich in nasty ways. Mm-hmm. I mean, come on, man. You think Soros pays a living wage to everybody who's ever worked for him so they could all have nice houses and everything? No, it doesn't matter. The great thing is once you're a billionaire, you can do and care about everybody you want. You could say everybody should have health care. We need to help the poor. But you're already rich and you don't care. They call it what? FU money. They got lots of it because they don't care. They can say whatever they want. You can boycott them. They're billionaires. They don't care what you think. And they never have and never will. And you know what? Politicians are the same way. They don't. If you want to be president, you're basically a megalomaniac. There's no way around it. You are as conceited as possible. Mm-hmm. You're not doing it because you want to make America better. I mean, you got Biden and Harris who single-handedly, through legislation and planting evidence, you know, incarcerated millions of minorities. And now they're thinking of ways to ease the prison system and let people out. Sure, you put them all there. You probably got a plan for getting them out. You're the reason they're there.
Right.
And they're like, well, we feel bad for it.
Now they feel bad.
You feel bad? Harris laughed on the campaign trail when she was running for president with her 1.5 or 2% of the vote about marijuana users being incarcerated for double-digit years and stuff like that. She doesn't care. All for her gain. Not for anybody else's benefit. And I'm not saying that she's any different than any other politician. Nancy Pelosi and Feinstein, they became rich getting information. Feinstein's husband sold tons of stock right before it went down. Oh my gosh, how'd you get that information? Oh, the reason it went down was because of the government. My bad. How's Pelosi worth a few hundred million? Oh, it's her husband's money. Sure, how does her husband? He's probably an investor. It's just crap. But the fact is that the majority of people just don't understand how bad these politicians are for them. And the majority of Republicans don't know that they're very similar to the majority of Democrats. All they want is good schools, safe neighborhoods, a way to retire, a job they love, you know, a couple vacations, a decent car. They all want the same thing. But when you figure it out, it takes too long. Mm-hmm. So it's easier just to read a headline and scream F Trump. Mm-hmm. Or you know, when Chuck Schumer 2 weeks ago said that they were impeaching Trump because he incited an erection. I don't know what he was thinking about, but I guess he was thinking about Trump's erection because that's what he said. I'm like, he's like, I don't even think, I mean, but, you know, Clinton kind of got busted for the same thing. So, I mean, maybe true, not. I don't true. Know. He got impeached for an erection. I mean, when I wanted to be a politician, I was like, this is going to be cool. Like, I'm going to get all kinds of stuff. Then you learn about how kickbacks are illegal and you can get put in jail for getting, you know, season tickets to the Dodgers just because you voted for like some road that they wanted. So then I was like, I don't want to be a politician then. I'm like, I'm just going to end up in jail. But then later on, you learn that you can do all those things and you're really not going to jail because you're a corrupt politician. Mm-hmm. And corrupt politicians don't get in trouble.
That's the catch-22.
Yeah, I mean, it's great, you know, unless you're Blagojevich, you know, and then you're just an idiot and you're selling your Senate seat. I mean, come on, man. You can't just sell Senate seats. But, you know, I mean, so a couple people get busted and they make a, you know, a spectacle out of them. And then they go back to doing exactly what they did and they don't care. I wish people would just take a little bit of time to not only read what somebody says they're going to do, but look at what they've done. And had Barack Obama, and you know, I'm not a fan of his, and I do appreciate, though, that he was a good person. I always comment how old he looks compared to when he became president. Dude aged like 25 years and
absolutely.
8 years.
Absolutely.
Because he stressed about things. He thought about things. Things weighed on his heart because he wasn't a bad person. He might have done things that you didn't believe in, but he wasn't a bad person. So that's the difference. You know, Jesus asked you to be as good as you could be and to continue to be better. So that's the problem is right now. We look at social media, we see some memes, and we vote for somebody. Memes are meant to be funny. There's no truth. There doesn't need to be truth in them. It just needs to be funny. True memes probably wouldn't be so funny. People would be like, well, that doesn't make me laugh. Oh, it's a factual thing. It's not a funny thing. It's the truth. Oh, now I get it. Oh, that's really a cool fact. Oh, but that one's funny because that one takes everything out of context and makes me laugh. Oh, I'm voting for that guy. That's a problem. Yeah. It's a problem because people's opinions now are all social media based. Mm-hmm. They're not based in reality. And people's lives are getting worse and they keep voting for the same people.
You know what I love about you, Matt Cataldo, is that you...
Getting to look at me while I talk?
You you speak about no matter how far deep and corrupt our system is, it can still be fixed.
Well, and people were talking recently and everybody was like online and I think people missed a little bit of history when they were calling that thing at the Capitol building a coup. Mm. I don't know exactly if they know what a coup d'etat is because a bunch of rednecks running up on the building, there's not a building that runs the government and trying to take it over. There wasn't even that. I mean, there were some important people there when it comes to the government.
There wasn't even very many people
there. Yeah, but I mean, come on. What? If we lost a few senators, all we got to do is have another election. There's plenty of people wanting to be senators. So I was laughing because I thought people were like, I'm ashamed to be an American. I'm ashamed of my country. And I'm thinking to myself, no, nope, I'm proud to be an American. Mm-hmm. I'm proud of my country. I am absolutely disappointed in these non-Americans. You need to have a love for this country. Mm-hmm. I can find you 100 first and second generation immigrants who know more about our country, who care more about our country mm-hmm. than a bunch of people who were born here. Mm-hmm. And I think the best idea in immigration is a equal trade system. We take 100 of yours, you take 100 of ours, but you can't give our 100 back ever. Mm-hmm. And then we could just get rid of a bunch of racist American hating people and trade them to like Bolivia or something. Mm-hmm. They're so entitled and they do nothing. They literally do nothing and they think they're entitled to something. No, hard work gets you where you want to go. Hard work, dedication, getting up at 5 a.m. and grinding it out till 10 p.m. and then going to bed. Making sure you provide for your family and provide for the people around you. Mm-hmm. Making society better with what you do every day. Mm-hmm. Okay? You don't need to make a ton of money to make a good impact. Okay? People could be a lot richer than they are. Mm-hmm. I mean, I can be honest with myself. If I went into private industry, I'd be a lot wealthier than I am. But I know, sitting across from you right now, talking with students that I've taught for the last 22 years, I've made an impact. Mm-hmm. Okay, I make an impact on people and I love it. And they make an impact on me. Where I was 22 years ago politically is not even in the same world where I am now. Mm-hmm. I'm a completely different person because of the people I've met, the people who've influenced me, the stories I've heard. I mean, I didn't vote for Biden and I didn't vote for the Oompa Loompa, but the fact of the matter was when Biden won, I text a bunch of people who I know are DACA and I know are questionable with their legal status. And I was like, I'm reading some good stuff for you guys. And I'm super excited for what the future holds because I don't ever want to hear another story about people who are afraid to go to the police station and report a robbery mm-hmm. or being harassed at work or being shorted on their checks because of their immigration status and the fact that rich people take advantage of them, criminals take advantage of them. I don't ever want to hear that again. Mm-hmm. I just want a system that works. Mm-hmm. I want good people to be American people, and I want trash people to leave.
I don't even know if I want to ask you about healthcare.
We know what the government does. I mean, we've been to the DMV. No one wants DMV healthcare. Come on, let's be honest, man. You don't want to be G176 when G2 just got called. So let's just figure out a better way for America to live, a better way for America to be. And the way it is to figure out how similar everybody is to each other in their dreams and hopes and wants, and then elect people who will do that for you.
Mm-hmm. I will have you know that the Rancho Cucamonga DMV had a 7-minute non-appointment wait time this morning at 10:30.
There you
and
go.
The appointment wait time was 1 minute.
That's I got to get that real ID, by the way, because I think it's October 2021.
I'm not getting it. I renewed my license. It should be in the mail, actually. I saw a picture of my mail. It's coming tomorrow. I did not get a real ID because I have a passport.
Yeah, but then you got to carry the passport with you.
I do.
On even
domestic flights.
Okay. Matt Cataldo, I was looking at your Facebook post and I was reading them and I go, you know, if there's any of my friends who are as educated and as down the middle, but sometimes there's even a third side of the story. But Matt, I enjoy having you because when you're here, I still learn a lot from you.
Thank you.
To this very day.
I mean, anybody knows me. I like talking. It's my favorite thing to do. And as my brother said, he goes, the best part is you talk in monologues, so no one even has to respond for you to keep talking.
Trying to find those pockets.
Yeah, it's good. I don't mind talking. I mean, that's what I get paid for as a living. I mean, basically talking is what I do all day long. But like I said, yeah, I mean, growing up middle class, you know, people used to say like, oh, your family's rich. I'm like, how am I rich? I'm like, both my parents are teachers. I'm like, have you seen their cars? But we lived in a really nice neighborhood. And my parents always took that as what you needed. Sacrifice everything for the neighborhood. Sacrifice everything for the good neighborhood and the good schools. Mm-hmm. And then don't worry about anything else. Today's kids, they would take a Mercedes-Benz and live in a box.
I know. It's crazy.
And it's like, I don't get it because I'm like, you know, you got to understand that. And I hear people talking about it from an investment point of view. They're like, when you buy your first house, you should never live in it. Rent it and then rent a place. I'm like, if you're single, I get it from a money standpoint. You can make money and, you know, come up ahead. But my wife taught me something when I tried to sell our house in 2005, the one we were living in. And I was like, but they're offering like $550. I'm like, we paid $150 for it 5 years ago. Let's just sell it for $550. She said, what are we going to do? I'm like, I don't know. We'll put the money in the bank and we'll go rent a house somewhere. She's like, this is not a house. This is our home. This is where, mm-hmm. you know, our son was born. This is where our daughter grew up. I'm like, $550,000. I kept saying the number over and over mm-hmm. again. I was like, the market is going to drop. So I got an apology like 2010. She said, you were right. And I was like, I knew I was right. But she said, nah, you were right. We probably should have sold it. But who knows how long it would have taken. It probably would have taken us about 3 more years. So it would have been a long time. We'd have rent a nice house with, you know, $350,000 in the bank. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you have those things. So I think making money, doing something that's right, understanding what's going on, mm-hmm. There's a lot of things that next generation can do. The only thing that I'm disappointed in the current generation, like the I don't know, like 15 to like 20 something, is there's so much I want, I want, I want, I want. they talk about people being entitled. They talk about white privilege. They talk about all these things. And then out the other side of their mouth, they're like, I want the government to pay for my internet, my health care, my post-secondary education. Isn't that just another entitlement? Mm-hmm. And I have a plan, you know, that I would love to see for education. You know, get good grades in high school, get a free year of junior college. Get good grades in the first year of junior college, get another free year. Get do 3.0 and higher, get a third year at a UC or a CSU. Do well, get a fourth year. Get a degree. Give back to the state you got your education from. There's so many ways to do it. All we have to do is stop funding other countries and protecting them, and we'd have enough money to buy everybody health care and education.
Absolutely.
But you have to make them understand that it is something of value. And you have to study stuff that helps, like engineers and medical and teachers and stuff like that. Studying 17th century French art, not really a degree that's going to help anybody.
No, we
mean. Yeah,
exactly. You better turn your degree in, Freddie.
So
it's no good to anyone.
We can do all this. You know, I mean, you got a lot of people, probably the under 30 crowd, who thinks for someone to win, someone must lose. Mm-hmm. And it's not always true. We can all grow and prosper in a society without having losers. But the fact is that you can all do well at a station and you can all do well in a market and still survive. Mm-hmm. Why do we have empty buildings in LA and homeless people? Mm-hmm. Doesn't seem like something we need. Mm-hmm. But because the person who owns that building thinks that if those buildings aren't rented for money, they're losing. So they'd rather have them empty with no one in it than have someone in it not collecting the money they want. Because they think they're losing if they help people because they're not winning. Mm-hmm. And that's not right. They could do something good and feel good, a win, and then all the people who have a place to sleep every night before they go out and do their job interview, another win. Mm-hmm. It's not as big a win. It's not as big a win if you were, you know, converting them into high-rise condos for millions of dollars each, but it's still a W.
Yeah.
It's just not as big a W as you might have wanted. Mm-hmm. So little W's are still W's. And I think we've lost track of that because social media has blinded our vision to, oh, wow, this is where I need to be. And if I'm not there, I'm a loser. No.
Speaking of social media, are you on the new social media app? It's called...
the one where you all talk to each other?
Clubhouse,
yeah.
Oh, you're on that already?
Yeah.
It must be an iPhone thing. I don't have Clubhouse.
No, one of my friends told me...
I just sent you a link.
Okay.
I want to learn more about it. It's weird because when I started looking at it, I thought it was going to be similar to what we talked about years ago.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
And I thought to myself, damn, dude, Freddie was like 4+ years ahead on the idea of having an interactive app.
Is that what it's not?
I don't know. I haven't used it yet.
Maybe it is. Let me ask one question that Freddie and I were discussing before you got here. What's your opinion on... You know, it's 2021, the election happened, the inauguration happened, without dating ourselves too much here. What's your opinion on all of a sudden the state opening up? It was so like, we can't open it up, we can't open restaurants, we can't do this, we can't do that. All of a sudden, the light cometh on and everyone's allowed, allowed to just
We are back.
Yeah. What's your opinion on that?
I mean, obviously it's funny because, you know, the Trumpers and the Trumpets, they were all talking like, oh, wait till Biden gets elected and COVID goes away.
A Democrat won the election and everything opened up. That's what I was like.
More, and there was, again, it was just all kinds of blaming. Mm-hmm. I mean, I asked people in California, I said, so tell me why you think Trump handled COVID so bad. Oh, because he should have told everybody from the beginning, wear masks, this is real, people are dying. I said, okay, you know, I mean, I don't think Democrats would have cared because they're either going to follow what they believe or not. They're not going to be like, Trump said it, we're good. And the little Trumpers, they're not going to really do much because they believe government lies no matter what. So if Trump had come out and said, oh, this is really scary, wear your masks, follow all the regulations of your democratically elected Democrats in your state of California and New York and all these other places, they'd be like, nah, he's being paid. This is a scam.
Yeah.
Everybody just wants to believe that the other side is a fraud. They can't take it. This is why the United States could never do any of these things. Like, I don't know, everybody wants to talk about New Zealand. I'm like, dude, we're not an island, and we're not an island of nine people. The fact is that Americans, you got the rich, you got the politicians, you got the elite, you got the celebrities, you got famous people. They don't believe that anything applies to them. Mm-hmm. So then when you have that, then you have the wannabe rich politicians, all that stuff. They don't believe it applies to them. Nobody in the United States just thinks, okay, let's all follow the rules and this will work. But that's not how they believe. Mm-hmm. They believe they're right. They believe that everybody's lying to them. They believe they can do what they want. They believe they're not going to get sick. And so that's what it is. Mm-hmm. And they're not going to do it. So that's the whole thing, back and forth. So sure, I guarantee some of the Democratic states, the states run by Democrats are like, okay, let's start opening up. Numbers are down. More people are tested. And they're banking on hundreds of millions of vaccines. I mean, the other day, didn't Biden say that they were going to be 200 million vaccines plus another 400 million, so 300 Americans could be treated? I watched that 3-4 times. I loved it. I'm like, there you go. 200 million vaccines plus another 400 million vaccines equals 300 people vaccinated. It's good math. Awesome. It's good math.
But let me tell you, Macataldo is so loved, and I think if anybody could experience a teacher like I did in high school, that would be everything. And I'm very lucky to have had you as a high school teacher, and even luckier to have you as a lifelong friend. But so thank you for coming to my studio again.
Absolutely, thank you for having me.
All right, that's Radio Flyer. My name is Freddie Rivera. Michelle Zuno on the blue mic.
Ooh.
Matt Cataldo, or what we all call him, because he's our teacher, Mr. Cataldo. Second time on Radio Flyer. It's such a joy to have you.
Thank you so much for having me. It was fun.
Radio Flyer is on the Quad Pod Network. A big thank you to Matt Cataldo. You can find me on social media at Freddie Rivera. Michelle Zuno at official Michelle Zuno, and get a recap at freddierivera.net. Radio Flyer can be heard on all platforms that play podcasts, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and more. A week to go and a brand new one will be out.